This is the Pnimius of the Daf. Gemara Brachos, Daf Ches. The very end of Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Ami, Li'olam Yashlim Adam Parshiosav Im HaTzibur, that a person should always complete his Parshios with the Tzibur, that he should keep up, he should be learning what they're leaning in Shul that Shabbos. How should he be doing this? Says the Gemara, Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum. Two times the Mikra, you read the Psukim two times, and one time you read the Targum, you read the Unklus. And that is the source for the Chiyav, and the Gemara continues in Amud Beis, Va'afilu Ataras V'Divon. Even a Pasuk like Atara V'Divon, the Pasuk of Ataras V'Divon, V'Yatzer, Nimra, that Pasuk has... It's a names. It's the names of the cities of Eivar Yarden. So since it's names, names are identical in both Hebrew in Lashon of Mikra, in Lashon of Kodesh, and in Aramaic in the Lashon of of Aramaic in the Lashon of Targum. And so even a pasuk like that, you should be doing Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. Says the Gemara, why? Should call Hamashon Parshel of Matibar Ma'arichin Lo Yamo V'Shnosav, and anyone who completes, who does Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, he remarich his days and his years. He has Arichas Yamim. It's not just a chiyuv, and it's not just a requirement, but also there's a nice reward. You could have Arichas Yamim, you could have a long life, a happy life, or whatever the pshat is in Maricha Lo Yamim Shnosav. It's a discussion, right? Pashas is a long life. You can live a long time. So that's our Gemara. So what the Rashi, there's a Gemara, there's a discussion in this Gemara where Rashi points out, right, that Ataras V'Divon, he says she'ein bo targum, right, that's why those psukim were delineated and they were listed out explicitly, but Tosfos on the Daf disagrees. Tosfos says, hold on, Rashi, if Rashi is correct that Ataras V'Divon were chosen because, you know, it's just examples of psukim that have no targum, so why would it do Ataras V'Divon? What should it say? It should have done Ruvain v'Shimon, right? The pasuk, it's the second or the third pasuk in Shemos, right? It says that these are the Shvatim that came down Mitzrayim, right? These are B'nai Yaakov that came down to Mitzrayim. Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. That's a full pasuk, those four names. So if that's a pasuk, then we should do that one, because the translation of Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda is Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, no matter what language, right? So Tosa says it would have been Hayalolama Ruvim Shimon Psuka Khrina Shimotargum Klaw. Would have just chosen a different pasuk. There must be something specific about Ataras V'Divon. So says Tosa, ah, I know what it is. Ataras V'Divon specifically as, you know, there's actually other Targumim on it. That he says there's Targum Rishami. In our Chumashim, it actually appears in the Targum of Unkelus, a different translation. That the pasuk of Ataras V'Divon is not translated as Ataras V'Divon. It has a, I forget what it is, Mechlalta, Mebashta, you can look inside the pasuk there. So Tosa says, okay, that's the reason, that the halacha, the Gemara is pointing out that Ataras V'Divon, you know, it's trying to specify and teach us a halacha with that. And in fact, what's interesting is there's a whole discussion in the Torah and in the Shulchan Aruch there, they're both emphasize Ataras V'Divon and give their own, you know, the Torah kind of gives his own pshat, the Shulchan Aruch even codifies that feel Ataras V'Divon and the way he says the halacha. Great. It's clearly a significant part of the halachic understanding of the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, the mitzvah to read every parsha twice and then once with a targum. And there's a lot of halachic discussions about what does it mean targum, what does it mean to, you know, what is that? What is the nature of the chiyuv, how to do it, do you do two times the mikra and then once the targum, do you do one mikra, one targum and back to one mikra, do you do a whole aliyah and then a whole aliyah and targum? There's a lot of discussion. But I wanted to shift the discussion a little bit and emphasize a yesod that's really brought out from the Imre Pinchas. The Imre Pinchas is Rav Pinchas Karetzer. Rav Pinchas Karetzer was a Talmud Chaver of the Baal Shem Tov. He was a big Talmud Chacham in his own right before he ever met the Baal Shem, and when the Baal Shem was Misgal, and when the Baal Shem revealed himself, he kind of made himself, you know, as if it was a Talmud. He held himself to be a Talmud of the Baal Shem. But if you really delve into Karetz and Imre Pinchas and Rav Pinchas Karetzer's works and his teachings and those of his Talmidim, You see that he had some unique takes on Chassidus, and you know it wasn't necessarily a direct hamshach from the Baal Shem. So he got Yesodos, and he viewed him as his Rebbe. But he's a very unique, brilliant thinker, and his works are very much, you know, brilliant, covering all parts of the Torah, from Pshatim to Midrashim to using Zohars and Arizals to answer up Gemaras, and it's brilliant. So Rav Pinchas Karatzer says the following. He has a yisod in general that he loves, and he comes up several times throughout his works, where he speaks about the importance of a memutza. A memutza is a middle ground. It's a synthesis. That's a bridge. That if you have two different things, the memutza is what bridges them, is what connects them. Is like, you know, it's a little bit like this, a little bit like that. And he gives examples. He says, right, in Shara Shabbos, Ois Nun, he says, Behold, Varm Shaba Olam Yesh Mamutza. Everything in the world, between every two categories of things, there is a mamutza. So he gives examples. He says, between a tzomeach and a domain, between an inanimate object and a plant, there's something in the middle. There's a mamutza. What's that middle thing? He says, that's fungi, it's mushrooms. And he continues on and he says, in between a plant and an animal, there's something that Chazal referred to several times called the Aneh HaSadeh. It was some sort of living creature that was attached by umbilical cord and got its sustenance from the ground. So it had elements like it was a plant, elements like it was a real creature. And he sees between a chai, between an animal and a medaber and a human, there's the monkey, has obviously attributes of both. And then he starts to veer off and say some interesting things which are going to really apply back to us for Shnayim Mikra. He says the following. He says, between Umos li Yisrael, between the other nations of the world and the Jewish people, what's the middle thing? What bridges us with the Umos? He says, Gerim. Right? Gerim come from their world, but are nichnes into our world. And what's the memutza between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, the written law and the oral law? He says, between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh is a kriu ksiv. Because it's, you know, in some ways it's very textual. It's very much as to do with Torah Shebichsav. And the other way, we have a whole Mesorah on how to actually pronounce it. And he says, between Shabbos and Chol is Tosefes Shabbos. And between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba is Eliyahu, as we can understand, right? That he's a little bit of both. Because on one side he's, you know, Eliyahu up in Shemayim, on the other side, there's stories. And Gemara a few dafim ago had him, you know, teaching some halachos. And he says between Shabbos and the week after it is also Eliyahu, and that explains the minhag of on Motzei Shabbos of saying Eliyahu or singing Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu Giladi. And he says, and the last two are the most significant for us, he says between Lashon Kodesh and the rest of the La'azim, the rest of the languages, the rest of the Lashonos, he says is Targum, is Aramaic. And between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, between the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael and the mundanity of the rest of the world, that's Gilad ve'Evar Yardin. It's the areas of Gilad and Evar Yardin, all of those cities. So now we can already start to understand a little bit what's going on here. Because Pinchas Karatzer explains in a different piece, he says, the purpose of everything is to grow and is to go up in Kedusha, right? Malim b'kodesh. That's the goal of Bria. That's the goal of all of our interactions, of all of our mitzvahs, of everything that we are trying to accomplish in this world. He says there's a concept in Kabbalah where sometimes you need to go down a little bit in order to go up. The mashal given usually is that you need to bend down to jump high, or for the lashon of the Zohar is, you know, push it through, velovish it through. You have to take off, you know, kilu, take off a beged in order to put on a more chashuv beged. So sometimes you have to kind of descend into a darker place in order to, you know, go up to a higher place, right? That's what it means, upasha na kohen v'hada v'lavash a kohen, right? Meaning that the kohen took off one beged and then put on another beged. That there's he says that's what it means, a kadosh baruch had to come down to give the Torah, that there was like a kind of yirida litzarech and aliyah. It's a concept in Chassidus. So he says, this concept comes up, and it's the concept of a terdema, concept of a dormita, of a falling asleep. Kind of like an anesthetic. We had it in the Torah by Adam HaRishon. When Adam HaRishon was alone in the world, Hashem said, okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to put you to sleep, which is, you know, someone like Adam HaRishon to be asleep, someone who had a real recognition of the Ribbono Shel Olam, to be sleeping is a yerida. That's a lacking. You know, he had a real hakara that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam who created him, because obviously Hashem created him. And Hashem had to put him to sleep where he can't, you know, where he can't be thinking about that, where he can't be misboning on that, in order to create for him a wife. So that's a going down in order to have a good goal, which is ultimately the hashlama of man, is, you know, that it's not good to be alone and to have a wife. And Avram also, right, Hashem, right, v'tardem nafla al Avram, that by I think it was by the Brisman of Sarim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put also Avram into like a deep sleep with like a fear that came upon him, Right. Also, once again, in order to establish a greater goal and a greater purpose. So, says Rabbi Pinchas Karitzer, he says, he says, Aramaic is that lower place that sometimes we need to go to in order to rise back up to a Kedusha Yisera, to a higher Kedusha. And he says, that's why in Tefillah and Shabbos, what do we have? Davin Olav Shachar, it's beautiful, and Lashon HaKodesh. Then, he says, what's the minhag? We say Yikum Purkan. We say something in Targum, between the two Tefillahs, between Shachar, between Musaf. Or maybe you could say between leaning, between Torah and between Musaf. Right, between Lashon HaKodesh and Lashon HaKodesh, we insert a Targum. Right? And that's what we're saying, so that we can have an Aliyah during Musaf on a much higher level. And Dafka through Targum. And he points out from the Arizal and Shar Shabbos that the word Targum is the same gematria as Tardema, that it's accomplishing the same thing. Right? That a Targum's whole goal is to be that Tardema, what looks like kind of a Yerida, but which ultimately is setting the stage and setting the table for a big Aliyah. So now let's go back to that original Amri Pinchas. So he's saying, well, you do Shnai Mikra Echa Targum. He says the way you do it is you read the Parsha twice, in Lashon HaKodesh, and one time in Targum, what you're doing is you're being machria, you're paskining, that Targum is also like Kodesh. And let's explain. Right, we say it every day in Rabbi Yishmael, in the breast of Rabbi Yishmael, right, that if we have Shnei Kesuvim HaMachishim Zazef, we have two contradictory Pesukim, right, we have to wait, Achivah Kesuvah Shlishi, till we get a third Pesuk HaMachriya B'nayim, which will kind of decide which one is correct. It's the concept of Ein based in Shakul, right, that you can't have a two-person based in, because let's say this guy says Chayiv and this guy says Pater. So you need that third judge who's going to say, if he says Chayiv, then it paskins that the whole Bastin's Mitzias is Chayiv. And if he says Pater, the whole Bastin's Mitzias is Pater. So what we're doing when we have Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum is we're saying, yeah, you might have a Mikra and you have a Targum. So you might be saying, is the Torah holy or not? Meaning, Torah is written in Lashon HaKodesh, it's Malei Sodos. Right? In Lashon HaKodesh, every word there's a drash, and there's pshat, and there's remazim, and sodos, adin mispar, right? You could take the mispar katan, and the atbash, and gematrios, and you could also be making all kinds of gzeras shavos, and hekishes, and smichas parshios. All that is beautiful, and you could do all that in Lashon HaKodesh. On the other hand, what else could I do? I could also just do a targum. I could just translate what it means. Right, and maybe this is a little bit of the tragedy of the Torah when it got translated into Greek that we mourned a few days ago. Right, that the Torah could be viewed in two different ways. The word Bereishis, you can say, like the Tikkuni Zohar, that the word Bereishis has 70 tzirufim, just in the word Bereishis, that it's really Bris Ish, that it's really, you know, Barashis, that it's really Barat Ish. You know, there's a million ways to twist the word Bereishis and make it mean something meaningful. Or you could say it means in the beginning. So Targum is that middle ground. Targum is that place where it's starting to get whole. It's not a translation. It's not a tragedy like translating the Torah into Greek or into a foreign language. It's starting to get there. It's Aramaic. It's not as Kaddosh. So you're learning Chumash. And you're learning, and the Chumash is too deep. When you read the word Bereishis, you're not thinking of every possible interpretation and deep sod of Bereishis. And then you say Bereishis, and then you look at the Aramaic. And now you say, it has a meaning. It means in the beginning. So now comes the Kasav HaShlishi, comes that third Pasuk, comes the fact that you do Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum, and you say you do the Mikra twice, and you raise that up. You raise up that Yisod, you mala that Targum into the world of Kedusha, that you say, no, that Targum is also Kadosh. And that's what it means that between the Umos and the Jewish people are Gerim. Because who is Targum written by? Targum was written by Unkelus Hager. Unkelus might be one of the most famous Gerim. Unkelus Hager wrote the Targum. The Gemara even says, the Gemara Megillah says, Targum Shel Torah Unkelus Hager, Amru Mepit Rabbi Elezer Rabbi Yoshua. It was said through the mouth of Rabbi Elezer Rabbi Yoshua that they passed on the tradition of the Targum of Unkelus. Says Rav Pinchas Karitzer, Unkelus, who was a ger, so that's one, right? He's from the Umos. He's a ger. He's in that middle ground. And, but what? Who brought it in? Dafka two, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. So once again, we have the two overpowering the one. They're connected the two times Mikra, and Unkelus is obviously connected the two times Targum. The one-time Targum. And that's the yisod that everything, when we have our mamutzas, the way we're mamtik, the way we're sweetened, the way we're ma'al, and we raise up all these middle categories, these things that could maybe interpreted as secular and whole, or maybe they can be interpreted as something holy and kodesh, is by putting them in a balance of 2-1, of being machria them one side or the other. So the way Rav Menachem Karzer says it, he says, that's a Yidushanayim Mikra, in order to keep being mala, the neshama of Unkelus Hager, towards the Kedusha. That when you do what they did, what Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua did, the two of them giving over the Targum of Unkelus, we do when we do Shanayim Mikra, by doing 2 times Mikra, which is Kodesh, which is Lashon HaKodesh, and 1 times Targum, and raising it up. But I think maybe we can suggest that Gufa, that's why the Gemara points out a Teres V'divon. That our Gemara points out a Teres Adivon, because what was a Teres Adivon? What were those cities? Those are the cities of Eivor LeYarden. Those are the cities, the Eivor LeYarden, if you remember back to what Rav Menachem Karzer said, Eivor LeYarden was a makom, was a place that was between the mamutza, between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So you might say, oh, is that considered Eretz Yisrael? The answer is, if you know this secret of Pasha Tzura V'Lovish Tzura, if you know the secret of going down in order La'alos Yoser, in order to go up higher, then yes, it is Kadosh. And it was a Makom of Kedusha. So Teres Adivon is Dafka, the Gemara points out, you should do Shnayim Mikra there. On the Pasuk of Teres Adivon, you need to do a Shnayim Mikra. You need to do this concept where you go out, what seems like going outside of Eretz Yisrael in order to raise up that thing that was on the border, the thing that some people might not have considered Eretz Yisrael, to say, no, it's part of Eretz Yisrael, it's ours. And maybe also that's part of the minog of, whereas the minog, it's hard for us because we're very busy, but you know, you see it sometimes by big tzaddikim, sometimes by the chassidim a little stronger also, where they try to do all Shnayim Mikra from after Mincha on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos. They try to do it that key window on Friday, because one is that's the Zman of Tosefes Shabbos. That's the Zman of adding to Shabbos. That's a mamutza between the Chol and the upcoming Shabbos. So if you could do Shnayim Mikra there, what you're doing is, you're doing that same thing to that Chol. You're saying, this Chol, I'm including it in Shabbos. I'm Shnayim Mikra-ing it. And we should all be Zocha to, as we continue to learn through Gemaras, and as we continue to do mitzvos, to recognize that some of our mitzvahs, the whole point of them, the whole purpose of what we're trying to accomplish, is this concept of pasha tzura velovash tzura, this concept of, you know, paskening thing, by going down to a little bit of a lower place, by saying yikum purkan, by saying a little bit of Aramaic, we could have a greater musaf, we could rise up to musaf, because what's that musaf doing now? It's not just a musaf that's in the world of Kedusha, in the world of Kodesh, in the world of the Holy, but it also brought up with it the Targum. And it's called, and that's the secret of called waking up from our tardema. And that's maybe why the reward for Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, the Gemara says, is Arichas Yamim. Because usually, when does Arichas Yamim come in the Torah? Most of the times where we have the reward of Arichas Yamim, it says, right, Al Adama, or Al Aretz, right, it says that Arichas Yamim is Shaykh to Eretz Yisrael. Right, Lamanya, Arichu Yamach Al Adama. Right, that Arichas Yomim is Shaykh Teres Yisrael. So we're saying, look, if you do Ateres V'Divon, if you know how to do Ateres V'Divon, that brings it into Eretz Yisrael, and then you can get an Arichas Yomim. And maybe also that's the Sod of Eliyahu HaNavi, who in some ways is, you know, the longest Arichas Yomim going on, that he's, you know, still a presence, that he's still, because he also represents that memutza, that if you know how to be ma'ala, and if you know how to raise it, it could help us do everything. So Mirshashem, we should all be zocha, to be able to raise and be ma'ala all the memutzas in our life, whether it's our targum, whether it's our tirdemas, whether it's a teres v'divon, whether it's the gerim, whatever our purpose is to figure out how to paskin, that those middle grounds could also be nichlal in the kodesh.